From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is under fire for announcing support of a 30,000-strong border force aimed at defending territory in northern Syria held by U.S.-backed Kurdish-led fighters.
Müttefikimiz dediğimiz bir ülke.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said despite Turkish objections, warnings, and advice, a country we call an ally, a reference to the U.S., insists on establishing an army of terror along our borders. He asked, can it have a target other than Turkey? Turkey considers the Kurds as part of a terrorist organization. Mr. Erdogan called on Washington to make clear its intentions. Trinity University analyst David Lesh said those intentions appear to be threefold.
We have to take the stated reason somewhat at face value that the U.S. government has said, and that is that it wants to prevent the Islamic State from reestablishing itself, because although territorially it's no longer there, pretty much, it's not a spent force. And also to, along those lines, to secure the border, because that not only protects U.S. interests and its allies in Syria, particularly northeastern Syria, but also its interests in Iraq.
Lesh also said the U.S. appears to want a diplomatic voice in the future makeup of Syria, as well as limiting Iranian influence. Damascus vowed to crush the new force and drive U.S. troops out of the country. Russia's foreign minister said the U.S. appears not to want to maintain the territorial integrity of Syria. Five Sahel countries, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Chad, and Burkina Faso, announced the launching Monday of their second anti-jihadist operation.
Donc chaque jour, la force conjointe devient
French Defense Minister Florence Parly said each day the force is getting more operational, stronger, and more structured. The 4,000-strong multinational force, backed by French troops, has kept the operation shrouded in secrecy. This is VOA News.